This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is Monday, so yay. Week five of our personal quarantine. Maybe you've been in longer or shorter, but the struggle is real. But we're all finding weird ways to amuse ourselves. And actually, one of the things that I did recently was actually text COVID-19SF to 888-777. That's a place where you can get official updates. Because I was thinking, you know, if all of a sudden they made an announcement over the weekend that, the quarantine was lifted, I would definitely want to know about that. You know, just keeping my hopes up. That's all. Right.
Right.
So if you
heard self-isolation has been lifted, it's okay to go out. You may get it, but the numbers right now, the numbers
are low enough
they're playing, right? Would you go right out?
No, but there would be a certain relief in hearing that. And I think we're all going to take little tentative baby steps when that happens. I seriously doubt I'll be going to any festivals or any, you know, large gatherings, but I would definitely have some friends over for cards and drinks. I gotta say, I just miss my friends. And I can't stand these freaking house party Zoom. I just can't stand them. Like,
that's what they did. So over the weekend, I told you the beginning of my birthday, which was Saturday night. On Sunday, it's time for dinner and we have this whatever, and it's all good. It's just dinner. And then right after, Christina has like eight people from my friends and family and in the neighborhood all on this meeting.
Oh, for
and they
your
all
birthday.
Saying happy birthday to me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. The amount of planning that must have gone into all the stuff she did.
Well, she's got time, you know.
Yeah.
She's home sitting around all day thinking, yeah, what can I do for Vin? That's nice. I'm glad that she put a nice weekend together for you. I mean, between the pizza and the Zoom call, you know, and the cake, you know.
Right.
It's awesome. That's really sweet. And, you know, a little nook. It's
and
great.
The other thing, right.
Yeah, that one thing. The thing you really wanted.
Right.
All your dreams came true, Vin. It's just, you know, it's nice. People are quite amazing. And I'll tell you find them on TikTok. Whew, I'm like, that person's amazing.
So are you making TikTok videos or not?
No, I'm not doing it. But Bryn was yelling at me like, you got to be making these TikTok videos. I'm like, I'm not doing that. All these dances and stuff. No, the last thing TikTok needs is me dancing on it. It's perfect, just the way it is. Like, you can't believe.
Give her some time. It'll happen.
No. Well, I told him, because he was all over me, like, you got to make these TikToks, because there's all these challenges, you know, things that you keep coming across the people doing the same dances to the same music, and it's a...
You already did one of the challenges, which is the cooking thing, the cookies that sucked, you know? You're
that was a challenge?
On.
I didn't do it on TikTok,
right?
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
So you did it wrong, but you did it.
I didn't do it wrong. I'm telling you, I followed the directions. I did it right, and it's just crappy. You know, I didn't see her picking up any cookies and showing me that they actually stayed together. I'm telling you, I tried to pick the thing up. It just crumbled in my hand. I'm like, this is inedible.
I know one of my little kids' friends, their family did some video, some dance, something.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Christina shows it to me, and she goes, look. it's, and then I watch them do this dance and I'm like, yeah, but why?
And she boredom. Goes,
it's a challenge. And I'm looking at her like, are you trying to ask me to do this with you? Like, I don't get it. It's a challenge.
Yeah. So Bryn goes, he's like, oh, you got to do the challenges. You got to take this on. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? I'll tell you what. When we get back together and we're all back at the studio and life is returning to normal, that's when, if Bryn wants to, on the breaks, put together these child, I'm absolutely game to do it. But I'm not doing it by myself. Like, no one at my house is going to do it. I can barely get John to come on the Facebook Live, I mean, the Instagram Lives with me. I'm like, please. I'm so bored. Actually, I did get him on yesterday on my story because he, you know,
with the cookies, right?
They were making so much fun of my cookies.
Right.
Like, and of course, my kids won't be in the video, but they should be, because honestly, they were just being so funny with these cookies as they're picking them. They're like, oh my God, it's like a pile of sand. It's, oh, yum. Oh, let me. So John did the review of my cookies, but the kids are standing cackling, you know, just off out of camera. I'm not allowed to film them. They get so mad. Oh my God. And my kid just lectured me to the point where I actually said, this is the most boring lecture I've ever been to. Like, please stop lecturing me.
About what?
About isolation. He was, before Scott and Edson even got to our house, which they weren't, we had no contact with them, I'm telling you. Before they even got there, he's just like going on and on, just lecturing me about, you know, all our efforts in self-isolation are for naught. If you see that, I'm like, I'm not going to see it. Like, this is the most boring thing ever.
You know what, though? He's right.
Oh, am I going to get a lecture from you,
yes,
too?
Yes, let me tell you.
Oh, I can't
something.
Wait. Oh, please do. Go on.
I have this similar feeling, which is I haven't been trapped inside for 4 weeks doing my part, which is obviously lazy and weak compared to police, fire, truck drivers, delivery people. I get it. I understand my part's minimal and dealing with little kids as hard as it is, I made them and that's my fault. I get all that. But if I get exposed now by some random mistake I make, I'm going to be furious.
Oh my God, I hate this lecture. It's so bad. Yeah,
honestly.
I get it. We didn't see them. I mean, and when we did come anywhere near them, we had on masks and gloves. And believe me, every time I walked into the house, Riley's like, wash your hands. I'm like, we washed our effing hands. Like, believe me, there was no way that anything was.
I love just, that he doesn't approve. I think that's so funny. That is
well,
hysterical.
He's angry because he's like, well, I might as well have just been seeing my friends. If you're over, I'm like, please stop. Just stop it. I get it. We're not doing it. Anyway, I don't know how I got on this. Let's do some trash, shall we?
Yeah.
Hey, something special happened on Friday, and it brings you the celebrity trash. Ask Me Anything on Radio Alice is where you can ask Vinny anything.
That's right.
What?
Yep.
Doesn't mean I'll answer, but you can ask.
No, you can ask. So what is it, Bryn? Do you go to the Alice thing and put in questions? Is it like a pre-done question thing?
DM. So you can DM Alice973 all your questions, and we're going to go through them. Nicole and I will look through them and find the best questions that press Vinny as hard as possible.
Yeah, press him up against the wall. Have your way with him. Hot.
That's so,
so
fun.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great.
I'm so
glad you're going
first. Thank God.
I know. I can't wait to see this on Friday. So it's going to actually happen, the actual question and answer segment, this Friday, 10 a.m., live on the on the Alice Instagram. So you go to Alice973 Instagram. We're going to go live with Vinny.
What could go wrong, right?
Nothing.
Oh,
I can't think of one thing. Nothing can go wrong. It's brought to you by AAA Auto Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. More at AAA.com.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be fun. I might send in some questions. I don't know. We'll see.
You keep your mouth shut.
I will not. All right. Want to hear all the new people who have coronavirus? Here we go.
Sure. Oh,
Babyface. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Babyface. My boy.
Of course you do.
That's Christina's boy, too. You both probably love that
guy. I bet.
He got the coronavirus. Friday was his 61st birthday.
Oh.
Has he still got a baby face? I haven't seen him recently.
Oh. I think that's why.
Because it went away. Oh.
Feels like springtime in winter.
Oh.
It feels like Christmas in June.
Congratulations. You got to play Babyface. I mean, is that your favorite one by him, too?
I like so many of them. It's hard to choose a
favorite. Oh, really?
You like that? Be honest.
I really do like that.
Oh, that's Bryn. That's, he closes his eyes and just goes into it. Sing a little. Yeah. Sing for us.
You know, it's been like 20 years, so the lyrics are not in my head anymore. Why? But guarantee you, Vinny, if you play this song for Christina, I mean, it's called Every Time I Close My Eyes. She'll love it.
I'm sure she will.
This is how you get
it'll force me to jump out a window, but sure, she'll love it.
As long as
you can tolerate it. You can tolerate it for what it might give you.
Yeah, it might give you a little
something. Oh, you think this is a panty dropper? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is like a Marvin Gaye of our time. I mean,
don't bite your tongue. Shut up.
I'm saying for the 30-year-old kids, I understand Marvin Gaye's a legend. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying of our time. Oh, God. Get off my lawn.
Don't say Babyface and Marvin Gaye in the same sentence. Anyway, moving on. Oh, by the way, he lived. He survived it. Because apparently, if you're a celebrity, you can get tested when you think you have it and after you're done with it. They'll spend two tests on you because you're more important than the rest of us. He says, I'm happy to report we have now tested negative. We and are back on our way to full health. So congratulations, Babyface. Boris Johnson. Oh, go ahead. What?
I'm so sorry. I'm going to sidetrack you again.
I don't care.
You posted three pictures of you and John from the beginning of your lives.
Oh, boy.
They're on your Instagram, and they're epic.
Well, they talk about a baby face. I look 12 years old.
Yes,
and I'm looking
do.
At those pictures saying, this is 4 years after my run through New England. Like, I'm 23 in those pictures.
I know, and I believe me, that occurred to me as I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking, how did people even take you seriously when you were saying what you were saying from the stage about that boy or this boy or whatever you were up to? You look so young.
I know, like ridiculously young. I was much hotter, though, you know, and plus that was after my, you know, this was post-80s. Like, I guess this was like probably, I think they were 89, those pictures. So my hair had been just humongous, and I was a total drug addict and, you know, dressed like a slut. It was just, I guess, you know, I look so clean cut in those pictures. It's
right.
Incredible.
Talk about baby face.
No doubt. God. Anyway, thank you. I'm glad you liked them. I went through our albums. I'm like, oh my God. Actually, every year it gets a little bit harder to look through the albums because I look younger and younger. It's like I'm Benjamin Button's in the albums. Going back. And in real life, I'm just getting older. Anyway, I look younger and younger every time I look.
Next celebrity with coronavirus. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you know what? It's already 6:26. I'll just run through these really quick. Congratulations to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He was released from the hospital this weekend. And then the other one I wanted to mention is George Stephanopoulos has been diagnosed with coronavirus. And his wife had it. Mm-hmm. So it's
no
not...
No surprise there, then.
Yeah, Allie Wentworth, she announced she was diagnosed about 2 weeks ago, and now he's got it. It's so surprising. He said, I've never had a fever, never had chills, never had a headache, never had a cough, never had shortness of breath. I'm feeling great. But somehow he got tested anyway, so he's been spreading it around to everybody.
Wow.
Yep. He's tested positive for it, but he's not displaying any symptoms. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, the first news update will be about coronavirus, and then we'll get to some nonsense after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.